I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. National instability and widespread hostility against believers make Afghanistan the world's second biggest persecutor of Christians. Despite these difficulties, a Muslim background believer we're calling Neda says hope remains. Neda was born in Afghanistan but came to the U.S. with her family years ago.
I was a very young child when we were forced to flee our country. My siblings and I were enrolled into an Islamic school. We were taught to recite verses from the Quran, and it was a form of us to hold on to our faith and our religion and our culture. Little did I know for myself, I was being pursued by God and our Lord Jesus Christ, and I was found.
Please pray this month with Neda for the Muslim world through PrayerCast Love Muslim campaign, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And a new show is reaching the least reached in MENA society. Sat7, the satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, airs a program called Speak Up on its Arabic channel. Through an interpreter, Amgat Shafiq explains,
Speak Up is a counseling program discussing current issues that affect society, especially women. The program tries to explain the causes of these problems and their consequences. We help viewers gain perspective on these issues and learn how to find alternative solutions. We invite experts in the topics discussed on the program to share their knowledge and expertise with our viewers.
Get details and find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported outreach of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. With it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound impact on millions. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.